following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hurry into Lowe's Black Friday weekend and get a DeWalt 18-volt cordless drill and driver kit for $99 and save $90. Also, Nest first-generation learning thermostat is just $198. That's a savings of $51. Plus, choose 18-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Lowe's never stop improving. Offer valid November 22nd through the 26th while supplies last. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Get in the zone.
Regular oil changes help save your engine from wear. And doing the job yourself helps you save money, too. Come into AutoZone today for everything you need to get the job done. Now you can get a 5-plus quart oil change jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter, all for only $21.99. See store for restrictions and details. Trust the experts at AutoZone to help you get the most for your car and your dollar every time. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who'll be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. I don't even know, Monty, can we even start this? I mean, the last few scenes of Hoosiers is on. I mean, I know I'm basic cable. That's what I am. But I was flipping through the channels and boom. You know, Hickory is about ready to win. That's good. It's Huskers week.
It is
Hickory Huskers.
It is too bad that this is just a radio show. We just flip over, watch the end of Hoosiers, inspire everybody, and then move on.
Put the webcam up. Oh, that's right. We don't have one of those. That's probably a good thing. Doug Giudavani, Krasenstein with you on this Monday of the Doug and Daddy Show. Hopefully, some normalcy comes back. We have been here and there and everywhere, and November, as I knew it would, flew right by with the Huskers, with state volleyball, with state football. A week ago, I can't even believe it was 1 week ago that we're watching Giltner win a state championship. It's already been a week. It's hard to believe that that has passed by. And with just one show last week, we have got a ton to catch up on. We'll hear Bo Pelini's press conference. They will be press conferenced out, folks. I mean, let's face it. The Huskers played Friday. Bo has talked to the media after the game. Okay, get a little break Saturday. Yesterday, it's the Big Ten conference call. Brett Bielema and Bo Pelini, 30 minutes each. And Bo didn't even have to quite go the 30. The questions ran out before he got to the end. Bielema, not so much. Today, Bo has another press conference. Brett will have to do his with the Wisconsin media either today or tomorrow. Then Friday, they have to do it again when we're in Indianapolis, Friday afternoon. We'll have that for you. And then Saturday, it's the football game. I mean, it is busy for them as well. But, Monty, I will go off on my rant here in a little bit.
Oh, boy.
I don't even know if I'm going to wait, because I want to give the callers, the listeners, the people that Facebook and email the show and the callers a little out there. And I know that you're going to be a little bit on my page here, as we have had finally the people that had patience now see a 10-2 football team that is in the championship game all summer long. That's part of the deal. No matter what you do, if you write for Hale Varsity, if you're Sean Callahan, if you're Steve Sipple, if you're any of the guys from the Omaha World Herald, if you host a radio show in this state, people always ask, how are we going to do? What do you think? I would just like to say that I said we're going to go 10-2.
Whoa.
We're going to win the we're going to the championship game. We're going to play Wisconsin, and we're going to have an opportunity to go to the Rose Bowl. I said Penn State would be better than people think. Now, I think they were – I mean, you just heard Colin Cowherd say Bill O'Brien was the national coach of the year because he's got a bunch of fighters on his team. And so, since he's got a bunch of fighters, got a bunch of fighters on his team, and they beat Wisconsin. So there's a couple of things that I got right. When we come back from Big Ten Media Days, we also knew that I don't know why Iowa's getting all this hype. I'm not sure what Purdue's got going. Iowa didn't have a good year. Now they lost a lot of close games. Nebraska won a lot of close games. That was kind of the last-minute fireworks to get some hype on that last week was that, boy, each team is a score away from being the opposite of each other and how things can change. Also, we talked about Northwestern being the youngest team in the conference, that it would be very hard for them, but they have the talent, and they showed that they were a good enough football team to do some good things there. Those are just some things off the top of my head because, by God, you like to be right once in a while, and right now we are. And you can say what you want about the conference. And I also want to know from folks out there, does Ohio State deserve to be considered for the national title in the AP poll? They and Notre Dame are the only undefeated teams left in college football. But I'll let you start wherever you want, Monty. You've been following the Huskers. We've been talking about it. Patience, patience, patience. Don't worry about Taylor Martinez. He dug himself out of the holes he put himself into this year, I think is the best way to look at him.
Jeez, you gave me a lot of stuff.
I'll set back Bo Pelini's press conference around 11:35.
Well, first of all, I will say it, and I'm not afraid of saying that you were right on a lot of things. And the first thing is 10-2, I think that was about as good as anybody that was somewhat realistic thought that we could be. Did they see UCLA loss? Probably not. Did they see Michigan State going in the tank like they did? Probably not. You know, there's so much uncertainty about these games and that sort of thing. All I know is 10-2 is pretty good. The people that are unhappy with the way it turned out or saying, you know, yeah, but, those are the people that aren't going to be happy no matter what, unless it's back to 1995 and you know, it's that. But I cannot stress enough that during a football season, there's so many bits and pieces that are uncertain. There's so much adversity. There's so many ups and downs. And the way you handle those ups and downs, you know, you mentioned Penn State. Who in the world, you know, if I would have told you, for example, that Penn State would have had a season like they had, I mean, we were talking dead in the water before the season started. And I couldn't really disagree with that. There was nothing that told me that they were going to have the kind of season that they had. There was nothing that told me that Michigan State was going to go in the tank like they did. There was so many of those factors out there. That's what makes it fun. That's what makes it fun. And the people that I know you well enough to know that if you would have been wrong, you would have been saying I was wrong too. See, I like that about you, Doug.
And I'm trying to think about when I was last wrong.
Jeff, can we get some tape on
and
that?
That's fine. I bring that on at least about the football. At least about the football. The one thing I said is I thought we would beat UCLA and we would lose to either Michigan or Michigan State. All right. So I will admit that maybe I was a tad off on Michigan. They weren't as good as I thought they would be this year, and they were still plenty good, but they weren't as good as I thought they would be. I am not surprised. I'm surprised, I guess, at Michigan State's overall record, but not much. I said if they're trying to put it all on Le'Veon Bell, I was not impressed with Andrew Maxwell going in. He was not impressive. Their defense was very good. They had no offense, and that proved out throughout the entire football season when it came to that. But now the next question is, here's Nebraska going to Indianapolis, and I'm trying to find – usually a lot of the – I'm fine. Are you going, folks? Are you going? Not as many people as I'm used to hearing going to Husker games or maybe even to the last Big 12 championship game am I hearing that are going to Indianapolis. Are you going to Indianapolis, or are you holding out hope that you can go to the Rose Bowl? And let me ask you this, Monty. If they lose, they're going to the Outback Bowl, and we will have the – I met the representatives last week at the Minnesota game, last home game. Really cool people. They want Nebraska. I mean, there's no doubt that Nebraska will go there if Wisconsin wins and goes to the Rose Bowl. But is it all a failure if Nebraska loses on Saturday and doesn't get to the Rose Bowl? Because I believe the team thinks it will be.
I don't think it's a failure. I don't think it's a failure at all. Now, do we need to win? Needs too strong of a word. Should we win? Yes. We're the favorites, right?
2.5, 3 points.
Yep, exactly. It will be a game that comes down to three or four plays, just like how many games that we've seen. If the one thing we've learned about the Big Ten Conference is the difference between losing and winning always comes down to about two or three or maybe four plays in the entire game. And that margin for victory or the margin for loss is very small. Is it a failure? I don't think so. Now, so there, again, there's going to be some, again, the people that are negative toward whatever, Bo Pelini, Taylor Martinez, the Nebraska team, blah, blah, blah. They will say, yeah, it's a failure. We should have won. That's a mediocre team we're playing. But I don't think any of us who really look at football and analyze football thinks that Wisconsin is a mediocre team. Were they mediocre during some games this year? Yes. But I'm telling you what, we're gonna get a face full on Saturday. We're gonna get a face full of Monty Ball. We're gonna get a face full of offensive linemen. And without Baker Steinkuhler, I guarantee right now that team's down in Lincoln is trying to figure out a way that how can we make sure that we don't give up 4 yards a crack and get the ball away from them.
And I think that's the one thing, Husker fan, you need to be aware of this. Wisconsin is a much healthier and stronger football team, despite their record coming into Saturday's game, than they were the last time we played. And I have to say, with the loss, as you said, with Baker Steinkuhler out and with Justin Jackson out at center, which I think is as big, if not bigger, than Baker, but I think they're both huge losses, that Nebraska is a weaker team than they were the last time these two teams played. Ooh. From that standpoint.
From that standpoint,
folks, I don't want to hear this all week. Both teams have played 6, 7, 8 football games since then. Yes, they've gotten better in all phases, and they've matured and blah, 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 blah. I'm just saying Nebraska probably was a better football team going up against Wisconsin the last time than they will be this time, which is, I think, is a little scary.
Well, if that's what you believe, yeah, you have reason to be scared, because we were down how many? 17?
Yeah.
In Lincoln.
In Lincoln, at home.
You know,
won't work this week.
But I believe we are a much better football team than we were, and not just the natural progression of getting better. I think our offense is way more diverse than it was at that point. I think Taylor Martinez is a better quarterback than at that point. And I think our defense is much better than it was at that point. Now, again, Wisconsin might be better as well. But again, 2-3 points in a championship game, that's pretty close. That's pretty close look from those smart guys in Vegas.
I think it's going to be an intense football game. Wisconsin can save their season. The last three losses have all been in overtime. Can you believe that? All in overtime. This is a 10-2 football team, people. View them all week as a 10-2 football team, with one of those losses giving up one in Lincoln to Nebraska. And the other loss, well, is what it is. But, I mean, Ohio State overtime. Penn State overtime. I mean, look at these football teams that they took to overtime. Lost, but took to overtime.
That is the Big Ten Conference right there in a nutshell. And if people don't like it, if Husker fan doesn't like the fact that we don't blow out teams, or the fact that we have tough games every week, get used to it, because that's the way it's going to be. That's just the nature of the conference, the way it's been for a long, long time, and I think it's the way college football is as well.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. What do you think about the Huskers? What do you think about the Big Ten championship game? And Jay from Cozad says he wants to weigh in on Ohio State. Jay, what's going on?
Hey, Doug, before I weigh in Ohio State, after the Northwestern game on that press conference day, I called in about at the end of the show, right after Fred from Tecumseh called in, and he was bagging on Bo, and, I was pretty adamant, trying to be cool about it, but I said, you know what, I don't agree with anything that guy said, and, I didn't say much after that, but I tell you something, it just goes to show you, when you want to live in the past, you're always going to live in the past, so congratulations to Bo and his team. They got a couple things to do yet, but I think they've proven that they're not, as terrible as people made them out to be after that ball game. So, on Ohio State, I just want to say this: they should not be considered for the national championship. They did not complete the season. I mean, there's two big games left before they should be considered national championships. Number one, a conference championship, and number two, a bowl game. So, tough luck for them. They made a bad decision, and cheaters don't win.
Yeah, and
thanks,
Jay. Thanks for the call. And all I can do is, as I get all that, what kind of burns me a little bit is when Bowden took over, Terry Bowden, at Auburn. God, how long has that been? A decade? Longer? Mm-hmm. I mean, and they, because they were in the SEC, were considered for the national championship and got votes for the national championship. I don't want to rain on the parade here, Monty, but if Nebraska was playing Ohio State on Saturday, what would everybody's feelings be? Ohio State would be favored. and how many Husker fans would think they had a legit chance to win that football game.
I don't know if you realize this, being the guru of the Nebraska media and maybe regional media, but controversy controversy is good in the media, right? So there will be this groundswell of pro Ohio State. If nothing else, just to create some controversy. That'll be a great story on ESPN. It'll be a great story in a lot of areas. Urban Meyer, by the way, used to work for the networks. He's a good media guy. He will go out and he will politic. You know, why wouldn't he? You know, that's his team. That's his guys. I mean, I don't begrudge that. But the fact is, I agree with Jay and Cozad. They're cheaters. I mean, here's the thing. My feeling toward them not being in the championship ability to go in the postseason is way different than Penn State's, because those kids in that program, they were the ones that were involved in the things that got them in trouble. Penn State, that's a whole different issue. Those players and that coaching staff that's there right now, they had nothing to do with what happened in the past. So my feelings toward that is way different. Ohio State, to me, I've pushed it off to the side. It's a non-factor because Ohio State, they're ineligible. They cheated. It's not right. Now, good for them, they finished undefeated, but they are they're a great antagonist. I promise you that over the next few years, we are going to love to hate Urban Meyer in Nebraska. Nebraska fans need that, don't they? I mean, they had their Barry Switzer. Oh. They had their
Miami, Bill McCarthy. Florida.
They had their Miami. They love that sort of thing. And that's not a bad thing to have a guy like that. He's perfect, you know? Is he that bad of a guy? I don't know. I don't know him personally. But he's that cocky, flashy sort of a guy.
Well, he was a great guy at Utah. He's a great guy at Utah. He's an ass at Florida. I mean, that's what it was. And now at Ohio State, who knows? And I still think some people believe that he – at Florida probably didn't toe the line as he should. But you know what? There isn't a clean program out there. Have nothing to do with the coach, but somewhere, every program has something going on.
I mean, I'm not saying that I love the guy either, but he's a great antagonist. He's good for Nebraska football to have another guy in that other division that we can look forward to playing to in a championship game. I wish we were playing them in the championship game in Indianapolis this week. I mean, that would be fun.
We're going to have to take a break. Don't forget Bo Pelini's press conference sometime between 11:30 and 11:40. I don't know why I keep looking at my watch, because it needs a new battery. It says it's 9:45. That's probably why I never get here on time. But, folks, also, Notre Dame. We're going to have plenty of time to talk about that. I am not let's full divulge before we go to the break here. I am of the Catholic faith, okay? That has nothing to do with whether I'm pro or anti-Notre Dame. I get sick of the Notre Dame stuff just like other people do, and Jim, delusional Husker fan, has a great email we'll get to. But I am rooting for Notre Dame. I rooted for them Saturday. I wanted them to beat USC by 40. Why? Because I don't like USC. Mm-hmm. All right? They also cheated. Why? You know, they're playing with cheating, with guys that were part of this whole cheating scandal. Remember that. Notre Dame beat them on the road, and I hope Notre Dame wins the national title because they will be playing a team from the SEC. And if you're tired of the SEC, then root for Notre Dame. I think Nebraska has a much better chance of playing Notre Dame in the near future and beating them than some of these SEC teams if you want to look at it from that spot. We need to take a break. Don't forget, you can watch Husker football, you can watch Monday Night Football, you can watch NBA basketball, and anything else you want while enjoying a good beverage or a great meal at the Chicken Coop in Grand Island and Kearney. Lunch specials every single day on Mondays. Steak sandwich with your choice of side item, and it's only $6.99. Happy hour starts at 2, runs until 5:30 Monday through Friday. Play a little Keno and just shoot the bull with your friends. And on Monday, it's bull fries and fries. If you don't know what bull fries are, don't order them, people. I'm telling you right now, don't order them. But if you know what a bull fry is, get some bull fries and fries in Kearney Monday nights for $5.99. We'll be back. Chicken Coop is the place to be. Back on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. I want to tell you about some exciting menu changes starting this month, from gourmet burgers and 8 flavors of real New York-style buffalo wings to prime Nebraska beef and barbecue brisket smoked in-house. I also want to remind you, we have the perfect spot for private dining. So whether it's Tommy's birthday party, Sally's going away party, your company Christmas party, or you just want to bring the gang from work down for a drink.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Give them a gift they'll love for a whole lifetime. Give them the gift of music and make Guitar Center your first stop on Black Friday. Dozens of doorbusters, landmark deals in every department, like a Fender electric guitar and amp for just $99, an 88-key Casio digital piano for only $249, an industry-standard Shure SM48 mic, just $25. Doors open at 7 a.m. The lowest prices of the year on the presents that mean the most. Black Friday at Guitar Center.
Jennifer Howdy was a woman on a mission.
Yep, saving money for a Caribbean vacation.
Undaunted by any obstacle.
You flatter me. But with Navy Federal Credit Union's Cash Rewards credit card, I get cash back with every purchase.
Skillful yet humble.
You make everything sound so dramatic.
And unafraid to speak the truth.
Unafraid. I love it.
4 million members, 4 million stories. From every military branch, DOD, and their families. NavyFederal.org. Federally insured by...
Side breaks the tackle. Inside the 20, down to the 17. Big hole to the right side. He'll take off and run. 10, 5, and he is into the end zone for a Giltner touchdown. A 12-yard run.
Congratulations to D2 state champ Giltner and to C2 runner-up Sutton. Part of two action-packed days, six state champions crowned. Brought to you in part by T&L Irrigation, Hastings Ford Lincoln, and Dunham Sports. Here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll have mainly cloudy skies for your Monday forecast. Chance for snow through the midday hours, a dusting. North winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, breezy. Temperatures holding fairly steady. I'm meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Right now, 27.
Duck and Daddy Show in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, powering us out to Indianapolis for Friday and Saturday. Yes, a special Saturday show. Looks like we're going from noon to 2 on Saturday here on ESPN Radio. We'll let you know more about that as the week progresses, but we'll be there Friday. We'll be there Saturday. We'll bring you the afternoon press conference. All that good stuff will be coming your way from Indianapolis. So join us out there this weekend and then yep, back and bright-eyed in the studio. I know, folks, that basketball is starting and wrestling is starting. I cannot believe it. We will have basketball on the airwaves beginning this week, starting as early as Thursday. Speaking of basketball, they just started this last year to raise money for the Hall of Fame. It's the Nebraska School Activities Association has said yes. It's glorified exhibitions. Kearney had one with Holdridge on Saturday night. Kearney Catholic tonight will be hosting Minden. Everybody would love to see them play basketball in the regular season because they're going to be in the same district and going to be state rated, and that's going to be great stuff. And there's a bunch of them out there, and you can go to the NSA website to check it out. A lot have been played. There's a lot tonight and a few tomorrow, and then, of course, some teams begin their regular season on Thursday. But that's tonight. Gets underway the doubleheader at 6, and then following the doubleheader, the state champion volleyball team will be honored. They've been looking to find a time to have a pep rally to honor these girls, but like everybody else, it's been so busy for everybody that they will do that tonight following the basketball doubleheader. Everyone's welcome to come out, a short pep rally, a recap of the season, and a state championship, see the trophy, see the medals, and honor the girls that brought home the state championship. And we're the only undefeated volleyball team in the state of Nebraska this year. So that's tonight after the basketball at Cope Coliseum. There's also volleyball to talk about here, and I want to do that before we run out of time because we're going to get back to the Huskers and we're going to get back to emails here. But the Nebraska, UNK, and Hastings College volleyball teams are all great. They have had great seasons. The Huskers will get to host two more nights of action in the NU Coliseum, and then that will be it on Thursday and Friday. Obviously, they didn't want to compete with a Saturday Big Ten championship game, whether it's here or not. Kansas State and Northern Iowa will be playing at 4:30 Thursday. Then Nebraska takes on Maryland Eastern Shore, won the MEAC, the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, and they will come in with a record of 28-5. That game will be at about 7 o'clock on Thursday night. Then the winners will meet on Friday night at 7. Who comes out of that pod, they just go down the road to Omaha. So Nebraska's got a nice setup if they can play their best volleyball, which they really haven't here the last month of the season. So we'll see if they can get it turned on. Of course, Kansas State knocked Nebraska out of the tournament earlier than they'd been in, 16 years, I think, last year in the second round at the Coliseum. So your last chance to see Husker volleyball at the Coliseum this weekend. For UNK, they will depart tomorrow for St. Paul, Minnesota, where they will be in the toughest regional in the history of Division II volleyball and playing Washburn in the first match, 12 noon on Thursday. If they win, they would play at 5 o'clock Friday, and then, yes, Saturday would be at 7 o'clock. And there is some information on the Lopers website about how you can watch it on a video webcast for free, and it's cugoldenbears.com. But go to lopers.com. They'll have everything there for you, and we'll get it posted on our website as well. And for Hastings College, they're headed to Sioux City, Iowa, where they begin the NAIA National Tournament tomorrow. They start it, they could be there, like, forever. It's pool play, and then if they have survived pool play, then they get into the tournament, which starts Friday. They have single matches Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. They play the 5th, the 18th, and the 23rd ranked team in the country. So that's what's going on with volleyball. We will take you to Lincoln when Bo Pelini comes up for his Monday press conference in just a little bit. But a few players, I think, are coming up first, and they have done the basketball and the volleyball run. So that's all going on. Pigskin Pick'em. We did manage to squeeze that in on a Wednesday, and we did it live from Cunningham's, and 8th grader Turner Jensen showed up well, did great. In fact, he took us to the tiebreaker, but Turner picked too high of a score, and that once again left it to me to step up and win. And Turner, he gets the Big Dally's Deli gift card, and he's in for the TV and all that, but doesn't get the gift. What do we got left? What was it, 40, 60? Where are we at, Jeff?
This week is 60.
Okay, this is the final week of the Doug and Daddy Pigskin Pick'em. And so $60 are up. If you can beat us during this championship Saturday, you'll win the $60 in gift cards to Cunningham's. We gave out 180. That was the big hit earlier this week. Of course, we'll have our bowl bonanza, so it's all there. And more chances to get registered for the 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance and the Super Bowl party from Cunningham's. You can find out all the information and how to get registered at ESPNSuperstation.com. It looks like the reason I won this week is Turner and I went 7-3, Randy went 5-5, is because I had South Carolina to beat Clemson, and everybody else took Clemson, and that was kind of the key game. I also, that's kind of the key game. I had Florida, but so did Turner, and we both had Notre Dame. He had Penn State, I had Wisconsin, but my tiebreaker of 43 was close. It was the low, and that was close, and that's why I'm the greatest.
Did you sprain your arm, pat yourself on the back right there? You need an ice bag. Jeff, can we get an ice bag over here?
No kidding. Do it while you can. A delusional Husker fan says, congratulations! Wow! After picking Notre Dame to play for a national championship for the past 19 years in a row, Lou Holtz is finally going to get a pick right. I can't even imagine the amount of slobber old Lou is spitting around the ESPN studio. Thanks, delusional Husker fan. Went into break with my thoughts, your thoughts on Notre Dame. Monty Kratzenstein, my co-host today.
Wish I had Damon Day here. You know,
tomorrow.
Yeah, oh, here we go.
Only a day away, him and Golic.
Here's the thing. I respect the heck out of Notre Dame for what great university, great tradition, what they've done for college football. I compare them to the Yankees in Major League Baseball. You either love them or a lot of people don't like them. And I'm one of those guys that I cheer against them. I really do. I respect what they do in a lot of cases. But I get tired of also the, you know, going through the media stuff and their own independent and what they have going. But I will say this. I respect the heck out of what they've done this year. And you said, you know, you said you were cheering for them to beat USC by 40. Well, that's a no-brainer because Lane Kiffin's coaching that USC team. And anybody that cheers for Lane Kiffin, you got to wonder about. So you're right about that. But I respect the heck out of Notre Dame for what they've done. Their schedule was difficult. It wasn't the greatest schedule in the world. I don't care about that. They won all their games. Should have got beat against Purdue. So what? So what? There's a lot of national championship-type teams that have that sort of game. I respect the heck out of what they've done. I like the way they play. I like their quarterback. I like their defense. And I think, it's good for college football to have them in the national championship game.
Yeah, and have them in the talk. I understand it because Notre Dame has to get real bad again to be knocked out of those rankings, just like Alabama. Alabama's going to have to lose 4 games sometime to officially be out of the national championship hunt. They have put themselves, and Notre Dame did put themselves for a long time, that mediocre Notre Dame teams were still going to be better than some teams career team. So there you go. There's your thoughts on Notre Dame. There's your thoughts a little bit on the Huskers, the championship game, and what's all going on. So let's hear from you. I've got a couple of minutes before we fire it off to Lincoln. And I got to wonder, where is Fred from Tecumseh? Jay from Cozad called him out. Fred from Tecumseh. I'm sure he's got some whining to do about that 13-7 win and how Nebraska doesn't deserve to be going to Indianapolis. And oh my, you know, things could work out decent for Nebraska because let's face it, all Nebraska fans didn't want to play. They wanted to go to the Rose Bowl, but they didn't want to play Oregon. Now it looks like that has been taken care of. Oregon out of the picture. I don't want to play UCLA again because I think Nebraska's been in a bad spot of being in the same bowl of the same teams and the Washington deal. So Nebraska would love to win, go to the Rose Bowl, and play Stanford.
Totally agree. I had a couple of good conversations with people over the weekend. One of them was when Gene Chizik got fired. And, you know, talk about a fall from grace.
Yeah, wow.
So the discussion was, who is the worst head coach to ever win a national championship? Okay, is he the worst head coach to ever win a national championship? Now, you know, you got to define worst, and that's what leads to a lot of good discussions. But I had a pretty good discussion, about 10-15-minute discussion about different coaches. And you know, certainly Mac Brown's name kept coming up because, well, and not because of his overall record, but because somebody said, who can't win a national championship with talent like that? And he had to have Vince Young save the day. And you know, some other names that popped up along the way. Well, Lou Holtz's name popped up. You talked about Slobber and Lou. You know, his name came up. You know, is he one of the worst coaches to win a national championship? Look at what he didn't do at, you know, Arkansas and Minnesota and South Carolina and whatnot. But it was a fun discussion. You got any thoughts on that?
Man, you know what? You'd have to Larry Coker.
There you go. That was on the list.
You'd have to print me up the last 30 national champions, and I'd have to take a scan over that to look. I'm looking around the room, and this is a discussion that I don't understand either. Because personally, when we've got to be around the man, I like him. And here's a guy that also gets bombarded by the press and coaches a team in a state and a university kind of like Nebraska. And I don't think he is the worst coach to ever win a national championship. But when he's like Notre Dame, every year he's supposed to win one, and he's not even close. Bob Stoops. I don't think he is, but I think there are some people out there that would take that view.
Well, if you look at his overall record in getting to the national championship game, and then how many has he won? Has he won one, and then he's lost two? Is that correct? Well, I can certainly see your point. The names that kept coming up, Coker was the name that continued to come up. Mack Brown. Oh, how about Bobby Dodd? Bobby Ross at Virginia Tech or Georgia Tech when they beat Nebraska and they won the national championship. How about that one? Think he had any other winning seasons? Hardly besides that one.
Danny Ford, Clemson, only because that's Nebraska. Only because there's a Nebraska tie there.
And one more team that beat Nebraska to win a national championship: Howard Schnellenberger. How about that for?
No, I would totally disagree because
how so?
Because Howard Schnellenberger made teams win at places you shouldn't be winning football. He had a disaster at Oklahoma.
Yeah.
But Louisville stunk, and they're still good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Still good since he took them over. Miami, they're going to drop their program, and he starts one down in Florida, and not that they're great, but he got them to a bowl game. Starting a program and in a decade, which isn't the same as it used to be 20 years ago, getting to a bowl game, you just got to be 500, but still.
Yeah.
Howard Schnellenberger would be way down on my list. Fans don't like him.
And I would agree. And that's what that's a discussion that I thought was interesting. It was kind of fun, and that, you know, that might be a topic for another day. And I like to hear what some of those readers.
Well, I just got the email right here.
Okay, here you go.
Lonnie Kratzenstein. Howard Schnellenberger, really, what happened to him after Miami? Well, John, I think I just told you.
See, you're way ahead, aren't you? You're way ahead. No, it was fun, though. It's fun to talk about those sort of things because I think as long as you have facts like yourself, Doug, to back up your opinion, I respect it.
What do you say about Phil Fulmer at Tennessee? I'm looking at these guys that were one-timers.
Well, the problem that you have is you have to look at where they're at, what they're doing with the resources that they have. And that's a hard thing. That's a hard thing to compare. In other words, you know, somebody brought up Les Miles. Well, their argument was, well, Les Miles, anybody could win down at LSU. Well, they didn't. They haven't. I mean, he makes a lot of really questionable decisions when it comes to clock management. But at the same time, it's just fun to bring up people's names.
Here's one for you that will stir up the ire of Husker fan because it was a split national championship.
Oh, here we go.
Lloyd Carr.
There you go.
Michigan. I guarantee you he would be, especially in this neck of the woods. Oh, what? How about Lloyd Carr?
Well, when I look at great coaches, talk about worst coaches. When I look at great coaches, I look at durability and consistency. So certainly a guy like that, a guy like Bobby Ross, a guy like those would fit into my category just because I think you have to do it for a long period of time to fit in that category of a great coach. That's my own opinion.
Dennis Erickson, Miami, they were good for a while. And they won a national, they won national titles.
And there goes your argument of, could you have coached that Miami with those great athletes? Maybe Doug Duda could have coached that Miami team to a national championship.
It would have been rough.
Yeah, maybe not.
Some people will bring up Lavelle Edwards just because he coached BYU and nobody thought they deserved the national title. But
incredible.
Long-term
success.
Great job by Lavelle Edwards.
Yep.
So I think that takes me all the way back to 1980 and Vince Dooley and Bear Bryant before that. So I think anybody before 80, you're not going to win a national championship back in those days without being the studs. Duffy Doherty in 66, Michigan State. How about that one?
The tie game. Duffy Doherty's a legend. Hey, so that brings us to this year. So it's going to be either Brian Kelly, Mark Richt, or, once again, our favorite, Nick Saban.
Well, let's go to Lincoln. Bo Pelini has slid in there after Rex Burkhead. Let's go to Lincoln. That is Bo Pelini. Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to take a break here in just a second and discuss Monty Kratzstein, former Husker, and he's been through the coaching ranks. And if you're from this area, you've probably dealt with Monty in a variety of ways. Maybe your kids play some sports that his kids do. But for this purpose, ex-Husker is what we go with. But I told you while we were sitting here, because he had to go through this long press conference yesterday with a lot of the same newspaper people, there wasn't going to be a whole lot today except just to get his face on TV, and I told you it was going to take a weird turn, and it took that weird turn, and it was a fairly shorter press conference today because he just didn't have to reiterate things from Friday and today. And Mark Pelini's face is going to be all over the place this week. You just watch and see Mark Pelini coming in at center last week. But some quick thoughts here, and then we'll discuss a little more.
Well, if you're a reporter and you're going to try to get some real information, don't ask Bo about officials. Don't ask Bo about postseason honors. Don't ask Bo about specific things that they have done to make big changes in the program. That's just not the way he does things. And I understand that your job is trying to, you're pretty good at predicting this stuff, by the way. You see an opening and you go there and which angle these reporters are trying to get to. But he's just not interested in going down a lot of those roads, and that's okay. Can you imagine? He's a football coach, right? He wants to be a football coach. One of his weaknesses is, and I'm not saying he's bad at this, don't get me wrong, but one of his weaknesses is standing up in front and giving sound bites and all those sorts of things. There was an interesting sound bite, though. We talked about the best defensive back in the conference. What do you think of that one?
Yeah, that's why they have these. That's why there's multiple press conferences and multiple questions, because you will get that Ciante Evans bite today where Bo says he's the best defensive back in the Big Ten. He comes out and he says that. That's things that coaches don't usually say because they don't want there to be bulletin board material. They want to stay on an even keel. That's why when they ask him about some other players, Alonzo Whaley, Eric Martin, going to the next level. Now, when he talks about going to the next level, the NFL, he loves talking about that kind of stuff. But he's not going to sit there and break down 30 kids on his football team. But he did. I was surprised that he pointed out Ciante Evans, because then you think you got to go, well, Taylor deserves it. And, Rex was hurt. And Amir maybe deserves something. And go, Brett Maher, blah, blah, blah. All these guys.
What he likes to do, though, is he likes to take that kid who is kind of the unsung hero that has done so much behind the scenes. And, a lot of people don't realize, because he doesn't have gaudy statistics, and a lot of people don't even know what position Ciante Evans plays, because he is kind of that hybrid guy. Some off defenses he plays corner. Sometimes he plays that outside linebacker. Sometimes he plays that nickel. And that's Bo's kind of guy. That's the kind of guy that he loves. And so he's never going to talk up a guy that everybody else is talking up. But he is going to give credit to people, and he has credibility in my eyes. He knows defense, and he knows what he expects out of his defense. And for him to say that tells me that Ciante Evans has had a great year.
And he knows when they have problems, a.k.a. back at Ohio State and UCLA, and have worked on those things. Folks, we need to take a break, but we will give you some time if you'd like to email, Facebook, or call the show. We're going to take a break. Love to hear from you what you think about the Big Ten game, what you think about what you've heard from Bo Pelini. We'll be right back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Meetings are essential to the way we work. It's an opportunity to share ideas and problem solve, develop creative solutions. But if your team is spread out all over the country in different locations, coming together can be impossible unless you use GoToMeeting with HD Faces. It's a powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. I've seen how clear the HD video quality is. It is amazing. No matter where everybody's located, I was in Bristol, Connecticut. They were in Los Angeles. GoToMeeting allowed us to share the same screen, making it easier to be on the same page. And with built-in HD video conferencing, you see each other face-to-face. So easy to launch, so easy to join a meeting from anywhere, on any computer. In fact, you can use a tablet or your phone. And now you can present it from your iPad. Try GoToMeeting free for a month, 30 days. Special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button. Use the promo code Colin. Remember to use the promo code Colin. GoToMeeting. Meeting is...
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll have mainly cloudy skies for your Monday forecast. Chance for snow through the midday hours. A dusting. North winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Breezy. Temperatures holding fairly steady. I'm meteorologist Mandy Thelhuber.
Right now, 27.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Monty Kratzenstein, Doug Duda, a little extended Monday with Bo Pelini's press conference. So many things have happened that we just won't even get time to get to. But Larry Hagman, J.R. Ewing, On I Dream of Jeannie. That's a great one.
That's the one that I remember it from. Who cares about
but
the
this is cooler.
J.R.?
Yeah. This is cooler because they show Cowboy Stadium. and yes, Dallas got beat Thursday. I get it. But wow, we all knew that he looked rough and had some health problems. And then when they've redone Dallas here, which is on, I can't, TNT, TBS, one of them, which a lot of people have liked and I think will continue on. That's pretty cool. But Larry Hagman, the man that made television history with Who Shot JR and all that went on with Dallas and was in so many other, passed away at the age of only 81. I mean, because of the way his health looked and the way he looked, it just seemed longer than that. But he was awesome. And also Hector Macho Camacho, that happened last week, one week, like on our Wednesday, the only show that we had, that had happened overnight on Tuesday. And that's just tragic what happens there for a whole different way. And they're not the only ones, but a couple of people that passed on here over this last few days.
Yeah, I remember Hector Macho Camacho. Remember when they had, I think NBC used to have that Sports World. It was their answer to Wide World of Sports. Yeah. And Hector Camacho, he fought, I bet, once a month on Sunday afternoon. He'd come in with his gaudy stuff, and that was before a lot of people did that, and he had that little curl down his down his forehead. His life went in a bad way toward the end of his boxing career. He got into some stuff that that wasn't very good, and unfortunately I think it probably caught up with him.
Probably cost him his life. And so there's some sports stories, folks. Don't forget, you can always vote on our ESPN poll question and pick up points for the Hy-Vee Rewards Fan Club. Those points can be turned in for more entries for the Super Bowl party and the 70-inch HD TV, for food, for shirts, and a whole lot more. Our poll question: what's your take on NFL Thanksgiving games? The Cowboys and Lions should always host, or teams should rotate each year? What do you think? I said Cowboys and Lions, as long as they want to, should get to host.
I like tradition. I like that fact. And you know, it's funny how they've been, some of them have been really good over the years, and some of them have been bad. You know, the Lions, it seems like, have always been pretty mediocre. The Cowboys were mediocre, and then they were great for a while. It's tradition. I'm talking about Jay Novacek time. I don't care about that's the time when I could cheer for him.
Wow, 90s Huskers and Cowboys. Oh, close my eyes. That was awesome. 61% of you said you like the Cowboys and Lions. 39% said it should rotate. Which method do you prefer for crowning a football conference champion? The championship game between division winners, best regular season conference record wins the title.
I like the championship games, but I hate, this was mentioned in Bo Pelini's press conference, I hate the way the Pac-12 did it this year, where you have to play a team back to back. That's ridiculous. I don't even like. There's no way to get around it. But I don't even like the fact that Wisconsin, Nebraska play again. But I think there's no way you can have a true champion, especially the way college football is, without having a championship game.
I don't know how to. It's nice to be able to play and have something to go for here. I mean, by losing to, if we would have lost to Wisconsin the first time, like last year, then it's over. It's basically over. You're playing 10 more weeks for what? So I guess a part of me says that. And you know what? With all this change, Ohio State, Michigan, Nebraska has had to give up some tradition. Ohio State, Michigan, you're going to have, I mean, you just got to give up that tradition. If you don't want that to happen, you have to just play somebody within your division the last week or the last couple of weeks of the season. That's the way it should be. That's when you're supposed to be at your strength. Even though you may have some injuries, that's when you're supposed to be playing your best football. You should be playing the teams in your, to win your division, to go to the championship game.
Well, and the best teams in the country usually then play into December, the first week of December, which, don't get me off on my tangent of the worst thing about college football is the length of time between the end of the regular season and the bowl game. That is insane, ridiculous, and there's no sport anywhere that is like that, where you actually have that much time between your last one game and another. It's ridiculous.
Things I don't hate: relaxing in new furniture from Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. They've been doing it since 1977, 35 glorious years. Mike and the crew get it done for you, and they take care of you. They take care of your family. Maybe you're a second, third generation Bruce Furniture customer. Maybe you've just moved into the area and it's the first time. You can check them out on brucefurniture.com, and you can go in and see that the prices are competitive, yet they maintain the small town family owned business attitude of taking care of each customer individually. Have your home comfortable for the holidays by visiting Bruce Furniture. Who might Nebraska play in a bowl game out of the SEC if they don't go to the Rose Bowl? We'll find out after this.
Fall is here, and for guys, that means one thing: football. Each week, nearly 12 million men settle into their favorite recliner to cheer on their favorite team. For men over 30, the inactivity creates lost muscle tone, reduced sex drive, and excess belly fat. This year, don't get sacked by the football season. Change your game plan with the help of Complete Nutrition's strongest, most potent youth energy and weight loss enhancer, the Charger Pack. With its new testosterone-infused formula, the Charger Pack delivers men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Regain your muscle, recharge your libido, and sack stubborn belly fat with the Charger Pack, available exclusively from Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281, and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Hi, it's the Herd. With the holidays almost here, you don't have time to go to the post office. There's traffic, there's parking. It'll be packed with everybody mailing holiday gifts and packages. What a headache. That's why I recommend Stamps.com. You can avoid all the hassle of going to the post office during the busy holiday season. Don't even try it. I have. You'll regret it. Everything you do at the post office, you can do right from your desk. Like buy and print official U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. Print postage for any letter or any package the instant you need it. Then the mailman picks it up. So easy, so convenient. Right now, special offer. When you use my name, Colin, it's a no-risk trial, plus a $110 bonus offer, which includes a digital scale and up to $55 of free postage. Don't wait. Stamps.com, upper right side. Type in Colin. Stamps.com, enter Colin. With the holidays almost here, you don't have time to go to the post.
Doug and Daddy's show headed to Indianapolis for shows Friday and Saturday, special times. And don't forget all 5 hours of pregame, plus the Big Ten championship game on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, and all of that going on Saturday. Pregame at 2, kickoff just after 7 o'clock. Doug Gutimani, Kratzenstein. If Nebraska goes to the Rose Bowl, Stanford wins the Pac-12. It's Nebraska-Stanford. What if Nebraska loses on Saturday? Here's some early going with Mandel from CNNSI and with Mark Schlabaugh and Brad Edwards, who follow it for ESPN. Of course, they've got Nebraska winning because they're favored. But if they lose, this could open up a whole bunch of things. Nebraska would normally go to the Capital One, but that's where they were last year, so they wouldn't go back to that, it would look like, even though it could be interesting if they went back. Then they drop to the Outback. Outback Bowl wants them. It's going to be a great bowl to go to, but you don't want to go. Everybody wants to go to the Rose Bowl. I get that. But if you go to the Outback Bowl, they have South Carolina penciled in there, who Nebraska played last year, so you can't see that happening. So what would happen? Do you go back to the Capital One Bowl, or does the SEC put a different team in the Outback Bowl? You could see Georgia, you could see South Carolina, or you could see Texas A&M, or South Carolina. I think those are the teams that are in vying for an SEC title. And God forbid if Alabama gets knocked down. I suppose you could see Alabama if Georgia beats them.
I bet they wouldn't go that. I don't know. I don't think they would go that far down. But when I look at those teams that you mentioned, South Carolina, I have no interest in playing them again, just because, you know, bowl games are to play different teams. I'm not so closet Georgia fan. I love Georgia. I love Mark Richt. I just love Georgia. So I'd like to play them just from that standpoint. But I'm cheering for them against Alabama. Texas A&M would be fun just because you might be playing against a Heisman Trophy winner, the first freshman Heisman. Hey, what do you?
Voting for him.
Why?
Because he's not the best player.
Who is?
He had a great game.
Who is?
He had a great game. That's the problem. I got to find somebody.
Look at this. Hey,
I got to find somebody. There's no doubt that vote has to be turned in on Monday, and I will watch even more college football this weekend than I've had a chance to. I mean, I watch a lot, but as much as I can this weekend around the Big Ten Championship. That's the problem, Monty. I've got to do a little more research here because last year it was fairly easy. You knew who the studs were. You pulled out the numbers. You compared and contrasted. And last year I had no problem with Andrew Luck, Robert Griffin, and I voted Monte Ball number one over Robert Griffin and then Andrew Luck. That was my 1-2-3 last year. I have no idea right now.
So let me play devil's advocate here. If Johnny was a sophomore, junior, senior, would you vote for him?
He'd have a lot more under his belt, but
it's about the season.
Yeah, no, it's not. I try to keep saying that.
I know.
I try to keep saying that, and everybody says no.
I'm just talking about your vote, though.
If it was about the season, Andrew Luck wouldn't have even been in the top. I mean,
Correct.
Monte Ball had the best season a running back's ever had, and he didn't win it. That's the too bad problem. Any of those three guys would have won it this year. Luck would have won it this year. Monte Ball would have won it this year. And I can't believe the season he had. I did miss on that. I didn't realize that they were going to have as many problems as they did with all those new coaches.
Okay, so we're just talking about your vote because you can't control what all those other idiots do. I mean, those other people do, right? So you agree it's the season, right?
I think it should be.
Okay, so who's had a better season in a better conference for his team than Johnny Football?
I'm going to say something that's going to make people puke. I have no reason not to put Teo on my top three from Notre Dame.
Oh, in top three? Top three, answer the question.
So why is
the top, the top three? Who's
Manziel
right now
better than Teo?
I
Just well, because he plays quarterback?
Well, that part of it. But I don't think Teo, I've watched him a lot. Oh, this is terrible. I'm going to get in trouble here, too. I think Teo may not be as good as what everybody, including NBC and ESPN, says he is.
I said that way early in the season, Monty. He's getting a lot of pub, unfortunately, right, for what has happened to him personally, not for what he's doing on the field.
And that's an unfortunately or fortunately, I don't know, whatever. That's what the Heisman Trophy has become.
Bad things have happened to him.
That's what the Heisman Trophy has become. And that's why I personally hate the Heisman Trophy, because I think it's overrated. I think it's overhyped. But Lavonte David had a better season last year than Teo had this year. You look at statistics. You look at making big plays. You look at who you had around him. Teo has a good defense around him. I still think that he probably needs to be in your top three. But the question is, will you vote for Johnny Football, Colin Klein, or someone else as your vote right now? Before you go, I'll taint it a little bit more. Johnny Football, by the way, has had better statistics than Cam Newton and Tim Tebow when they both won it in the same conference. Doug, come
That's
on,
pretty
Doug.
Tough. That's
and,
pretty tough.
And I'm an anti. I'm a traditionalist. I don't. You know, I see it as a career award too. But I'm just looking at what I'm looking at for this season, and his statistics and what he's done. And oh, by the way, my 12-year-old son has talked me into this over the weekend. So we've had some spirited discussions because he's vote. He doesn't have a vote, but if you want to give your vote to him, he would vote for Johnny Football from Texas A&M.
we went in a totally different direction here. I'm just trying to find somewhere that have a few odds up, and I'm not having any luck here real quick. So hopefully we can get back to that.
Oh, that it'll be discussed ad nauseum before the voting.
I get golden arm or stiff arm, or there's a place where some people tell this website.
Did you just say stiff arm?
Yeah, I can't remember the name of the damn. And I just said that I can't remember the name of that. You'll hear all about it here in the week, and it says up. Well, here's what we've already found out. Here's who is in the lead, and they're pretty accurate. Let's go to the Net Popper inbox. Pac-12 champ game gets played at a team with best record. That's bull. All the places out west, and you can't find a neutral site.
Agree. What? Well, I don't know. I agree.
So busy, they book those things up for parties and such.
Think about the Big Ten championship game. If that was played at the home site, that'd be a huge advantage, wouldn't it?
It'd be in Lincoln.
Nebraska versus Wisconsin part two.
Wisconsin at Nebraska. How cool would that be? It'd be cool to host it.
Yeah.
If you're Nebraska or in Oklahoma or.
But then you have the weather aspect and all that sort of thing. They want to play. They want to play indoors because condition.
Well, let's wrap things up for today. I hope we've talked about everything, folks. All our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK. Don't forget to stop by in the morning for breakfast. Try the Cinnabon Mini Bon Rolls. They're a perfect addition to anything, or maybe just exactly the breakfast that you want at BK. Want to thank Monty Kratzstein. Thanks for coming in with your perspective. It's always great, and hopefully maybe we can do it again next Monday and recap.
Absolutely.
Huh?
Yeah, gotcha.
We'll have the full hour. There'll be no Bo Pelini press conference next Monday. And tomorrow, Damon Day will slide in. We'll hear all about Notre Dame. But we'll also talk with Rick Squires before they take off for volleyball. We had a chance to talk to Coach Buttermore a couple of weeks ago. They've had that long stretch at Hastings. We'll talk with Coach Squires tomorrow. We'll delve into more football. We'll have a lot more from the Big Ten. We'll also start looking a little bit, trying to peek in a little bit of basketball that's going on. And congratulations to the Tri-City Storm. They have now won 5 in a row, and they are 10-9-1. They go to Fargo for a couple of matches this weekend. And Tim Lappin today commits to play with his cousin at Brown University. I want to thank all of you for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.